Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Resentments, grudges, bitterness. We all have them. Most are small, but some people have resentments that define them and harm them. A resentment is a complex emotion made up of anger, disappointment, bitterness, usually from an injury or injustice, real or perceived. Resentments usually contain a perception of unfairness. Resentments start with a grievance. Somebody made fun of us, treated us unfairly, hurt us, or hurt someone we love. Resentments can focus on people who are jealous of, we're jealous of, or people who treated us with prejudice. Or resentments can focus on an event, like an economic downturn. Resentments focus on the past. They can be a part of the grieving process. We can process them, or we can keep them alive by ruminating on them. There are some healthy aspects to resentments. They reveal what we value and how we expect to be treated by others. Resentments can function as a warning to avoid future similar situations, can be a form of protest, pointing out an injustice and working to prevent it from happening again. Or resentments can be unhealthy. Some people seem stuck in the past, angry about how the popular kids treated them in high school or how a high school coach didn't recognize their talent. I have a 70-year-old friend who regularly airs these grievances as though they happened yesterday. Resentments can be expressed as hostile anger or even a desire for retaliation. Emotional effects include a negative, sarcastic worldview. Resentments can stop emotional growth and be a barrier to future healthy relationships, and prevent a person from living in the present. Resentments are the opposite of gratitude. Physically, resentments constrict nerve endings, which can cause chronic pain. Resentments lower your immune system and increase your blood pressure. Alcoholics Anonymous recognizes resentments as a huge threat. Psychologist James Mazzina recommends 5 steps to facing and resolving resentful feelings. Identify the source. Look at how it has impacted your life and how letting go could improve the future. Write a letter to the source of the resentment, and then don't send that letter. Visualize a future without the negative impact of resentment. And last, if resentful feelings still linger, return to step 1 and begin all over again. This is very similar to the AA approach. It sounds easy, but it's certainly complicated. I saw a quote on the internet. I was taught to forgive but never forget. So now, I walk around filled with suspicion and resentment but don't know why. I think I'm doing it wrong. Folk singer Judy Collins says she has Irish Alzheimer's. She's forgotten everything except her grudges. For Father's Day, my daughter got me a grievance journal, a journal to record grievances, both big and small. I think that journal is going to get filled up in no time. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.